This morning is Christmas Day, some 2,000 years ago. That's when this happened, that the earth could see it. But I'm going to take you back further than 2,000 years. Is that okay? It's about, when I got up, it was about 9:45, 46. Now it's 9:55, so Brother George, you took up some of my time. But I'm going to be to the point, and I want you to open your Bibles to Michael 5 and verse 2. I asked them that they have modern English. That was what I want to read. I have it here, and I'm going to read. But for your sake, we're going to do the King James. He said, "But thou who, Bethlehem Ephraim, though thou be what? Little among the thousand of Judea, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me," that is where? Keep going. "That is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from of old, from everlasting." That's the King James. Michael says, "And the Lord said," let me get to my right verse, I'm trying to read something. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, although you are small among the tribes of Judah, from you will come forth for me one who will rule, who will be a ruler of Israel. His origin are from of old, from ancients of days." Now watch this. I want to talk about God's gift to the world. Do you not know that this is the most celebrated, and I don't know if I use the word celebrate, it's the most popular day celebrated in the world? Do you know that? People don't know how to celebrate the truth when you don't know the truth. You know they don't. But we do. Amen. But people make plans in all phases of life, in the business world. And you hear them mention Christmas. But if you just follow along with the crowd, you won't get the true meaning why we're having Christmas, why Christmas Day is celebrated. But I want to share that with you, and we're gonna celebrate, and then we're gonna go home with our gifts. If you hadn't got your gift, I'm waiting on mine. Amen. Now, I want to say something to you, because I don't know anything to the Lord. Tell me. The Bible says in the beginning, this is Genesis 1:1. This is also from the modern English translation, so we don't have it, but you can put up the King James. They read about the same in this verse. It says, In the beginning, God did what? Created the heaven and the earth. You notice up there, the King James says what? God created what? The heaven and the earth. But in many other translations, and this one as well, heaven is plural, in which is right, because there's more than one heaven. So you have this atmosphere above us, that's heaven. Then you have outer space, that's another realm of heaven. Then Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven, that's where God lived. Amen. And so he said, in the beginning, what did God do? He created what? The heavens and the earth. Now give me Ephesians chapter 1, glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, Passion Translation. Give me the Passion on this one. Ephesians 1, 4. Listen to this. This is what got me. Ephesians 1, 4, and says, and he chose us to be his very own. Y'all believe the Bible? All right. And he did what? He chose us to do what? Be his very own, joining us to himself. What did he do? He joined us to himself. It said, joining us to himself. When did he do it? When did he join us to himself? I thought he joined us to himself when Jesus was raised from the dead. That's what I thought. See, my thinking don't need to get in your way. That's what we do. We get what the word says. Before he laid the foundation of the universe. When did he do it? Before he laid the foundation of the universe. You and I, we were joined to him. Do you believe that? You better, because the word said it. Now look what else he said to me. He said, before there was a devil, I had joined you to me. He said, now you know you knew Satan was gonna do it. He said, yeah, I knew it. You know what else he said? He said, when I called 12 disciples, I knew one of them was the devil. I let him come right along beside the rest of them. Because